We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. We're starting new Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. Mesechtes Avodah Zarah is about non-Jews doing Avodah Zarah. You have Yayin Nesach, Stam Yeinom, and you even have Xeris, not to mix with the Goyim. We'll see later on. Chasnos, that's in the second parak. We'll talk about Pasakum and Cholavakum. And then you have a little Taruvis in the Mesechta. You have Tefilas Kalim in the Mesechta. But we're starting over here in the first Mishnah, where it says, Tosfos speaks out that really the Avodah Zarah should have been placed after Masechta Sanhedrin, because Sanhedrin also talks about Avodah Zarah and Mazalos, so it really should have been next. But Lamaisa, Makkos and Shavuos are Shayach to Masechta Sanhedrin, therefore, it didn't say it right after Sanhedrin. We waited till after Shavuos and Makkos to say they have Masechta Avodah Zarah and Harius. Zok the Mishnah, Lefnei Eidayim Shal Oiv de Gechavim. We call the holidays of the Goyim Eidayim. We'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly, Eidayim. But the Rambam Pirush Hashanah speaks out that we don't call it a Chag because it's not a Chag. The holiday of a Goy is not a Chag. And Eidayim is not a good Losh, it's a Kinu. Losh in Pirush Hashanah's Rambam is like this. Eidayim Hevleihem Kinu L'mayadayim. It's like nothing. You can't call it a moyed. Lefishim hevel. It's hevel alem. It's really, it's nothing. So it says 3 days before the Goyish holiday, lefnei edayim shevichavim, the non-Jewish holiday, the pagan holiday, shloish yom before that, also do four things. Also losseis veloseis, you're not allowed to do any business with them. La shilom, to lend them things velishol mehem, and to borrow from them. La halvoisom, to lend them money, v'luvois mehem, and you can't borrow from them. And lepayram, you can't pay them up, chayvois, v'lefrayim mehem, and to collect from them. So you can't do these four things 3 days before the holiday. Rashi speaks out, what's the difference in she'ela and hava? Very simple. She'ela means something you borrow and you give it back the same thing, give it the same thing. Hava means it's money which you use, which is lohitzonit. Now that's the difference in hava and a she'ela. It's actually very negay for ribbis. If I borrow someone's car or someone's item to use, and then because I have a car as a toy, I'll clean the item. It's not ribbis, because by she'ela there's no halva. It's only ribbis is only about halva. Where you give me money lahitza, that's where halva is, not she'ela. But anyway, it says in the Mishnah you can't do these four things 3 days before the non-Jewish holiday. So what's the reason for this? So really, the Gemara Davav clears what the reason is, but Rashi over here takes one of the sides. He says, "V'kulo mishum da'azol amayda." The reason is because he's going to be so happy that you did these things with him. He's going to go thank his Avodah Zarah, and he's going to associate this success with the holiday. That's 3 days. What a holiday it must be! This success he reached, the success of dealing with the Eid or getting a halva, getting a she'ela, or getting paid back. He will say, associate this. This good thing that happened to him was associated with his Avodah Zarah, and therefore it says in the pasuk that lo yishoma al picha. It says a shame elihim acherim lo yishoma al picha. A Jew should not cause anyone to thank a Avodah Zarah, and therefore you should not do business or anything else with or any of the other things it says in the Mishnah with the goy before the holiday. You could collect from them. Taking money away from them, it doesn't make them happy. They're not happy about that. So that you could do 3 days before. Omruloi, they told him that the Rabbanon said back, no, even though right now he's not happy, tomorrow he'll be happy, Lamach will be happy, and time comes to the holiday, he'll be happy. Why? I got rid of that loan, and that will make him happy. And again, you should not do this 3 days before their holidays, because it makes them thank their Avodah Zarah. Now, there's a few points to speak out. First of all, Tosfos is bothered that today, Bekasha, Tosfos the Maskel Aser, Tosfos is four lines in. Bekasha, Ma Samcha Oilam, Loseis, Veloseis, Beyoim Eid, Avay Yechavim, Imam. Today, even the businesses, the Jewish businesses, are opened on the day of the Goyish non-Jewish holidays, on the pagan holidays. So how could it be open even 3 days before you can't do business with them? So what's Pshat today? We're not Makbid on this halacha. Tosfos has a few mahalchim. I'll read two of them. One mahalach Tosfos says is the kach nira the sharim shum eva. The reason why it's mutter is because eva, we don't want to make them upset. They're going to say, why are you closed today? We need the stuff today. Why are you closed today? And now it's eva, they're going to because of that, you don't want to get them you don't incite the goyim, and therefore you're allowed to be open on even 3 days before, even on the Yom Eidai. That's what it says in Tosfos' first Teretz. Tosfos' second Teretz, which is by the wide law, and end of the first wide law, and Lekach Nira, the Tam Hetem, Shem the Akum Shebeinenu, Kimlom Begavayu, the Loi Polchu Loi Vezchavim. We know the Goyim in our days do not serve Avodah Zarah. They don't serve Avodah Zarah anymore. That's not what they do. And therefore, all these reasons don't apply anymore. Don't apply anymore. And Lemaisa, there's not two Terutzim in Tosfos, but this is the Ikka two Terutzim in Tosfos brought down in Shulchan Aruch, some of the Terutzim, the Teretz of Eva, and the Loi Polchu Vechavim today, that they don't serve Avodah Zarah today. Another point Tosfos points out that says, you're not allowed to lend them money. Right, 3 days before. Zok Tosfos, the Maschal Avosam, Pirish Reitam, Dafka Bechinam, Ava Beribis Shari. You're allowed to lend them Beribis, Mishun Mitzdar Tuva. It's very bothersome to borrow with Ribis, they have to pay Ribis, and therefore that will be allowed 3 days before. I guess they're not going to thank the Avodah Zarah so much for getting a Halva with Ribis. Zok to Gemara Vaita. That's the Mishnah, that's the first Mishnah. Zok to Gemara, what's Loshon Eidehem? Again, we're pointing out from the Rambam that we call their holidays Eidehem. We're not calling it a Moyed, not calling it a Chag, we're calling it Eidehem. Zog to Gemara, Rav Vishmuel. So Machloik is Rav Vishmuel, what the Lashon in the Mishnah is. Chad Tani Eidehem. One gear says with an Aleph, Eidehem with an Aleph. V'chad Tani Eidehem, which is with an Ayin. Now, the word Eidehem means destruction. And Eidehem means like witness. Now, why do we call it those things? We'll see in a second. Mandatoni Eidehem Lemishtabish, the one who is garish the Mishnah Eidehem with the Aleph is not making a mistake. And Mandatoni Eidehem with the Ayin, Lemishtabish, is also not making a mistake. Mandatoni Eidehem Lemishtabish, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, and this is in Parash Zazinu, it says, Li Nokom Vashilam Le'es Tomat Raglam, as Hashem says, he's going to take Nekama, and one of the Peshatim there, in the Pesukim Ar, it's talking about a connected Avodah Zarah, and it said the Goyim who serve Avodah Zarah says, "Kikaro of Yom Edom, the day of your destruction is coming close." So we call when the Torah, when it talks about destroying the Avodah Zarah, calls it Yom Edom, and therefore, in order to poke fun a little bit at Avodah Zarah, we call it Edom Lefnei Edom Lefnei Edehem. We don't want to give it a name Mayit, so we give it a name Edom, which means destruction. Mandatoni Eidehem with an ayin. Loi Mishtabish is not a mistake either. The Chassid says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Kol Goyim Nikbetsu Yachtov. We're going to darshan this pasuk Barichas soon. Kol Goyim Nikbetsu Yachtov, Yosu L'umim, Mi Behem Yaget Zois, V'Rishoinois Yashmi Unu, Yitnu Eidehem V'Yitztiku, V'Yitztaku, V'Yishmu V'Yem Rames. The pasuk says, Yitnu Eidehem V'Yitztaku. Right now, the Gemara thinks what it means is, Eloshim Bitmiya, La'asud La'avai, Yitnu Eidehem V'Yitztaku. You're thinking, you're going to bring the Eidus, which is the Avodah Zarah, is going to say about you that you did Avodah Zarah V'Yitztaku. You think that's going to help you? That's going to make you come out innocent? So it's Loshon of Bitmi on the Pasuk Gemara teaching right now, and therefore we see we call the Avodah Zarah Eidehem, and that's why it calls their pagan holidays Eidehem with an Ayin. So one man uses the Aleph, Eidehem with an Aleph, and one's with an Ayin. Man the Tani Eidehem, my time Eloi Tani Eidehem. The man who's girls with an Aleph, why didn't he say like the other man with an Ayin? Amalach, Tavra Adif. I'd rather use a Loshon of destruction than a Loshon of witness. It's a better Loshon, it's a better Kinoi, Lignai, of the Avodah Zarah. Now, mind the Tani Eidehem, the one with the Aleph, my time with Tani Eidehem with the Aleph. The one time that one had an ayin, why didn't he say with the Aleph? Amalach, Manka Garm Lu Tavra, who is causes this destruction? Eidus Sheidu Batsman. The Eidus they're going to say about themselves, which is the Avodah Zarah they're going to say about themselves, they did Avodah Zarah, that's going to cause the destruction. Which it sounds like a few Rashi were changing already a little bit what Eidus Sheidu means, even in. If it means Avodah Zarah, it means either the first one meant Avodah Zarah itself was the Eidus. Now it means that the people doing Avodah Zarah will say Eidus about themselves, they did Avodah Zarah. Hilkoch, he says, that's what's causing destruction. The Eidus they're saying about themselves. Hilkoch, Eidus Adifa. It's better to say with an Ayin. Right, the Gemara, this pasuk is not talking about the non-Jews at all. It's talking about Avodah Zarah, talking about Eidus Chavim. Habi Yisrael, it's talking about Yisrael. Domra Shuma Levi. Kol mitzvos sheYisrael oisim ba'olam hazeh, all the mitzvos that Klal Yisrael does in this world, ba'ois u'me'idos lahem l'olam haba. It comes and says eidus about them l'olam haba. Shenemar yitnu eidehem v'yitztaku. Eilu Yisrael, that's Yisrael. Yishmu v'yom emes eilu v'chavim. That's the goyim will say. They'll confirm that it makes sense that you should get tzedakus because you kept the mitzvos. Now, what does it mean the mitzvos come and say Eidus that you did the mitzvah. So what does that mean? The mitzvahs come and say Eidus? So the Marsha explains it like this. It's like the Mekabalim say, when someone does a maisa, it gets created a davar ruchni, it gets created a malach, lefiya maisa, kamishkosa shoisa mitzvah nosa koyach pamashamayla, vechem behepech, oisa very matash koyach pamashamayla, or nosa koyach talatumma, vein edema me edema love, and they say edis about him. And that's what it means, that the mitzvahs ura very say edis, that's what it means, that's what Mashah says, apida mukabalim, that's what it means. So now it's back shver, where do you have the girsa of the ayin? In our Mishnah, where's the Makar? This pasuk is talking about the mitzvahs, not the one of Averis, not the one of Averizar. The Mandeyamu says, Edeyam with the ayin is coming from here, from this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Yoytre pesel kulam tayu, that all the pesel, all the Averizar is nothing, v'chamudeyam bal ye'ilu, and the pasuk says, v'edeyam hema. And they are Edis, which means that the Avodas Chavim Tavay V'Toyed Al Odeh L'Chayim. Rashi is now back. It means that Avodah Zarah will come say Edis about those people who did Avodah Zarah. And this is the Makar. This pasuk, different pasuk in Yeshaya. It's a different parak. Parak Mandalad. That's where the Girsa Ayin. So Ad Kan, the two Girsa in the Mishnah, Edeim with the Aleph or Edeim with the Ayin. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Now, once we wrote this pasuk again, we're going to darshan in a very famous Gemara about this pasuk. Dorosh Rav Chanina Bar Papa V'Tem Rav Simloi La'asa Lavoi Mevi Akaris Baruch Hu Sefer Torah. When it comes to La'asa Lavoi, then all the Umayis Ha'olam when it comes to Din, so Akaris Baruch Hu will take a Sefer Torah Menicha V'Cheikar and put it into his lap Kaviyachol Va'amar, and he's going to say Kol Misha Asak Ba, anyone who learned the Torah Yavoi, or helped learn the Torah Yavoi V'Yito Scharoi, which should come take the Schar Miyad Miskaptzim Uvam Ayvichavim Baruviyah. The Chavim came all in disarray. They came, a whole group of all the Umayyads came all mixed up. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Kol HaGoyim Nikbetzu Yachtav. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Tekantu Lefanai Baruviyah. Don't come here all in disarray. Come one Umayyad itself, by itself. Al Tekantu called Umayyad of Umayyad. Each Umayyad should come by itself. How do we, V'Sefra, and the Chachamah, on top of Beis and Beis. Now, how do we know that from the pasuk that they came separately? Shnema, right after it says Kol Agoyim Nikbetzu, it says the Yichud says Ve'Yosvu LeUmim. They gather LeUmim. What does LeUmim mean? LeUmim means Evi Malchus. Ve'in LeOim El Malchus. Shnema, it says in Parashas Toldos, U'LeOim MelOim Yemot. That when talking about Yaakov and Esav there, and it says whichever one will be the Melech, will be overpower the other one. So we see LeOim is Lashon Malchus. So, Akash Baruch tells them, don't come mixed up, come one at a time. So, Freyta Gemara, Mika, Aruvia, Kame, Akash Baruch Hu, is this a thing as being disarray in front of Akash Baruch Hu? We know Akash Baruch Hu, the Mar Rashana says, but like Kulam Niskar Meskir Achas, Hashem with one look could see every person by himself at every Maisei does. Akash Baruch Hu doesn't have these issues of disarray. Everyone is separate right in front of him. He sees everyone else thinking disarray. So, the Gemara, It's not for Kodesh Baruch Hu that they should be mixed up. It's for themselves. They should listen to what Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling them. They shouldn't be mixed. They shouldn't be in disarray. They should be everyone by itself. Each Ummah defined by themselves. In order that they should be able to get the din. Because they're coming from a din in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying only people who learned the Torah are getting a star. And therefore, we want them, each one by itself, to be each Ummah by itself. And we'll learn the Gemara how each Ummah came in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Tainid, really, they do have the Zechus HaTorah.